Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
Today, we're going to talk about some special farms in Taiwan.
What's so special about them?
They're farms for eagles.
Pat, I'm not sure if you read the article correctly.
Wait a moment. Pingdong's Eagle Red Bean Farms.
Yes.
So, they're bean farms?
Yes.
Not eagle farms?
No, 不是老鹰农场。
That's kind of sad. Well, there must be some cool eagles in this article somewhere. Let's read through it first so that I understand it better.
Pingdong's Eagle Red Bean Farms.
In 2012, scientists found dead eagles near red bean farms in Pingdong. Farmers used pesticides to stop smaller birds from eating the beans. Eagles then ate these smaller birds and died. These dead eagles could seriously hurt the ecosystem in Pingdong. A farmer, Lin Qingyuan, started working with scientists and the government to fix this problem.Some farmers stopped using pesticides. Now, the red bean farms there are much safer for eagles. Lin started the Eagle Red Bean brand. It shows that eagles and red beans can live and grow in the same place. People can buy their foods at PX Mart and A Mart across Taiwan.
Eagle, eagle. Large eagles are strong enough to catch and eat lambs. Large eagles are strong enough to catch and eat lambs. Farm, farm. My uncle has a farm near Jiayi.He grows all kinds of fruit. My uncle has a farm near Jiayi. He grows all kinds of fruit. Problem, problem. The team had a big problem because the leader became sick. The team had a big problem because the leader became sick.Across, across. Ryan's company has 10 branches across the country. Ryan's company has 10 branches across the country.
The article begins by saying, in 2012, scientists found dead eagles near red bean farms in Pingdong.So, we have a few words to look at in this sentence. The first one is dead. Dead is an adjective, and it's slightly different from the word died, D-I-E-D, died, which is the past tense of the verb die. So, we would say someone died, verb, but someone is dead, adjective.
D-E-A-D, dead, 是一个形容词代表死亡的。那 die, D-I-E, 它才是动词的形式哦。For example, my cat died 2 years ago. 我的猫两年前死掉了。所以我现在要去形容我的猫，我会说 my cat is dead. 我的猫是死亡的。再补充一个词性给同学，是名词 death, D-E-A-T-H.So, in 2012, scientists found dead eagles.
Yes, and the next word we're going to look at is very important for this article. We've already mentioned it in the introduction. It's the noun eagle, E-A-G-L-E, eagle. It's a word power word, so let's take a look at it. An eagle is a very large, strong bird with a beak like a hook that eats small animals, other birds, and so on. You often find eagles kind of in mountain areas because they build their nests very high up. And people can actually hunt with them as well. They can use them to hunt rabbits and other small birds. We can also see more about what they eat in this example sentence. Large eagles are strong enough to catch and eat lambs. Large eagles are strong enough to catch and eat lambs.
Eagle 就是老鹰啦。那我们的例句说啊，大型老鹰强壮到可以捕食羊只。那回到文章呢，科学家们发现了死掉的老鹰 ，and the dead eagles were near red bean farms.
That is right, and there is another word in there that we've also already mentioned. Now, I got all excited in our introduction about the idea of eagle farms. We've talked about eagles, but what's a farm?The word farm, F-A-R-M, farm is a noun, and it's our next word power word. A farm is an area of land used for growing crops or keeping animals. Here's an example. My uncle has a farm near Jai. He grows all kinds of fruit. My uncle has a farm near Jai. He grows all kinds of fruit.
Farm 这个名词呢是农田，那如果我们在字尾加上 er, farmer 就是农夫啦。那我们的例句说啊，我舅舅呢在嘉义附近有块农田，他种植各类的水果。
Actually, my real uncle did actually have a farm.
Really?
It wasn't near Jai, though. It was in the sort of southeastern part of the UK.
在英国。
Yes,、okay. it was a dairy farm.So he had about 100 cows, and they used them to get milk.
Cool.
Yeah, I spent a few weeks and weekends there when I was younger, kind of spent time learning a bit about how it worked. It was a very interesting place to be. Okay, so let's get on with the article. And also, by the way, we can also use farm as a verb. And it has the same spelling. It just means to do the work of a farmer, looking after animals or plants. So we could say someone farms cows,or farms rice.
所以 farm 还可以当作动词来用哦，像是养殖、种植的意思。Farm cows 就是养殖乳牛 like your uncle, right?、Mm-hmm. Farm rice 就是种植稻米啦。
So now we really are going back to the article. There were some dead eagles near red bean farms in Pingdong County. Why was this? The article says...Farmers used pesticides to stop smaller birds from eating the beans. A pesticide is a special chemical that's used to kill bugs, but which can also kill other things like mice and birds. Farmers use it to stop their crops being eaten by pests. And by pests, we mean bugs, rats, and so on.
Pesticide 是杀虫剂。那我们看到前四个字母P-E-S-T, pest, 是害虫的意思。那文章说到呢，农夫们用杀虫剂来 stop birds from eating the beans.
Yes, that's a useful bit of grammar, this phrase, stop someone from doing something. Okay, we can also even, we can kind of drop out the from, stop somebody doing something. So the from you can omit sometimes. Now, when we use stop someone from something, the from is always followed by the V-I-N-G form of the verb. Like, stop kids from crossing the road, stop drivers from driving too fast, stop students from talking in class, and so on. And as I say, we can drop out the from, stop students talking in class. That is fine. And there are other examples that are the same.
To stop A from B 代表的是阻止 A 不要做 B 这个动作。那因为 from 是个介系词，所以我们后面加上的是名词或者是动名词。那 Petler 提到呢，就是 from 有的时候是可以省略的。Pesticide can stop birds from eating the beans. 文章说到的是啊，杀虫剂可以阻止鸟儿吃农田上的豆子。But eagles don't eat crops, so why did they die?
The article explains, eagles then ate these smaller birds and died. So the smaller birds eat the beans, then the bigger birds eat the smaller ones, and they kind of get the pesticide in them, so it kills them. And there we saw that word died as a verb. Now remember how we talked about the difference between dead and died earlier?
Yes, 这边用到呢 die 的动词形式 die 动词死亡。So why did the eagles die? 因为他们吃这些体型比较小的鸟 and the birds ate the crops.
Yeah, which had the pesticides on. So back to the article, which says, these dead eagles could seriously hurt the ecosystem in Pingdong.Now, the word ecosystem means all the plants and animals in a particular area and how they all act with each other, so which animals eat which things and so on. Now, an ecosystem should be in balance, but when it's hurt by humans or other outside things, problems happen.
Ecosystem 就是生态系统，生态系统呢需要平衡才可以，如果被破坏了，问题就会产生。所以我们的文章说到呢，这些死掉的老鹰会严重伤害屏东的生态系统。我们用到 seriously 这个副词，严重地，用来修饰 hurt 伤害这个动词。Can you explain how dead eagles could hurt the ecosystem?
Sure. So eagles eat rats and smaller birds. However, if all the eagles die, nothing will eat the rats and birds. Then there will be too many rats and birds. This means more of the farmers' foods will get eaten, and there will be other effects like that as well from having too many rats or birds. Since everything in an ecosystem is connected, if you break one part...You damage all the parts.
I see. 如果老鹰全部死掉了，那他们吃的老鼠和小鸟就会过剩。过剩的老鼠和小鸟呢，就会吃掉过多的农作物。So it's also related to food chain, 食物链。
Exactly.
So what are people doing about this problem?
Well, let's go to the next paragraph in the article. It says, a farmer, Lin Qingyuan,started working with scientists and the government to fix this problem. Now, the word fix means to mend or repair something, or to take a bad situation and try and make it okay again.
林清源先生呢，这位农夫跟科学家们合作，要来改善这样的问题。To fix something 是修理、修正某物。Here we're talking about fixing a problem.
That's right. The word problem is a noun, P-R-O-B-L-E-M, problem, and it's our next word power word. Let's check it out. A problem is a situation that causes difficulties. Here's an example. The team had a big problem because the leader became sick. The team had a big problem because the leader became sick.
Problem 这个名词呢代表的是问题，所以 to fix a problem 是修正、校正问题。例句说到呢，这个团队因为领导人生病了而面临大问题。
So how did these people try to fix the problem? The article says, some farmers stopped using pesticides.When we use stop and then a V-I-N-G like this, stop using, then we mean something was going on before,But now it has stopped. For example, the teacher might tell you to stop writing, which means don't write anymore. Or stop talking, which means be quiet.
Stop doing something, 停止正在做的事情。Some farmers stopped using pesticides. 有些农夫停止使用杀虫剂。
Next, the article says, now the red bean farms there are much safer for eagles.
现在啊，对老鹰们来说呢，红豆农场变得更安全了。
The article goes on to say, Lin started the Eagle Red Bean brand. It shows that eagles and red beans can live and grow in the same place. A brand is almost like a company. It has its own image and meanings to go with that image. Starbucks is a brand, for example.So this is the Eagle Red Bean brand. It likely has its own special picture, bags for the beans, and so on. Only farmers who don't use pesticides can use the brand. And people who buy red beans will see the picture or the name and think, oh, this company or this group looks after eagles. That's good. I'll buy their beans.
所以呢 brand 这个名词是品牌的意思。林先生啊，就林清源先生呢，他创立了 Eagle Red Bean 老鹰红豆这个品牌。那这个品牌证明了老鹰和红豆可以在同一个地方生存和生长。So where can people get these Eagle Red Beans?
The article tells us that people can buy their foods at PX Mart and A Mart across Taiwan. Now here we saw the word across, A-C-R-O-S-S, across, and here it's a preposition. It's our last word power word, so let's find out about it. The word across means in many parts of an area,or a country. So we could say across the land, we could say across the country, means kind of almost everywhere. Here's another example. Ryan's company has 10 branches across the country. Ryan's company has 10 branches across the country. So that means kind of 10 offices in many different places.
Across 在文章中呢，当介系词用，是横跨的意思。那另外呢 ，across 也可以当副词，不过它绝对不是动词哦。我们的例句说呢 ，Ryan 的公司在全国有十家分部。那回到文章最后告诉我们呢，大家可以在横跨台湾的 PX Mart 还有 A Mart 买到 Eagle Red Beans 老鹰红豆这个品牌的东西。And that's the end of this article. Let's go to today's message box and we'll come back with our review time.
Magic Box 找亮点。
Hello， 大家好，我是 Casey。大家知道在英文里面有些动词后面加不定词 to v， 跟加动名词 ving， 在意义上是大大不同的。像是 stop 就是这类型动词的其中一个。Stop to do something 指的是停下来某一件你正在做的事，去做后面那件事情。像是 Jason stopped to listen to the announcement. Jason stopped to listen to the announcement.Jason 停下手边的事情去听这个广播。那像是以下这一句 It stopped raining and the sun came out. It stopped raining and the sun came out. 雨停了而太阳出来了。或者是 The air conditioner has stopped working. The air conditioner has stopped working. 冷气机停止运作。Stop 加 V-I-N-G 则是跟我们中文所说的停止做某一件事情比较接近哦。两者的用法别搞混了。Stop 除了以上两种用法，很常看到的还有 stop somebody or something from doing something， 像是 the heavy snow stopped him from coming to our party， the heavy snow stopped him from coming to our party， 这场大雪使得他没有办法前来参加我们的派对。这边的 stop 呢，就有阻止的意味在。那 from 后面接的就是不去做的事情。再举个例子来说。There's nothing to stop me from going to the concert. There's nothing to stop me from going to the concert. 没有什么事情可以阻止我去参加这场演唱会。这样有没有清楚了呢？练习看看怎么用英文翻译这句话。这场雨并没有阻止我们享受这趟旅行。休息过后答案马上揭晓咯。The answer is, the rain didn't stop us from enjoying the trip. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, so we've talked about a few different animals today.
Yes.
So I'm going to try and challenge us to do an A to Z of animals.
A to Z?
Yeah. And I could try and remember some Chinese names for the animals, because that's one where I've tried to learn a few.
Okay,
so, for example, I'm going to start with A, and it'll be ant, ma yi.
Ant, ma yi. So I'll do B, right?
Yeah.
B, bear, xiong.
Okay, cat, mao, 还是猫咪
都可以。Okay, D, dog.
Okay.
Go.
E, elephant, da xiang.
F, fox.
Okay, that's Huli. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I'll do the English part and you translate for me.
Oh, come on. Okay, G. G, what's that? Giraffe.
Chanting Lu. H, hippo.
Herma.
Yeah. Good job.
Okay, I. What's an animal that begins with I? I don't know, kind of insect, but there's so many of those, so it's not kind of cheating a bit. What's another one with I? I can't think of one.
In.
In?
I-N-D-R-I.
N-D-R. What?
What is it? It's a kind of monkey. Hu ho.
Okay, no, I can't think of that. I couldn't think of I. I'll let down an I. I'll do J.
Okay, J.
J, jellyfish, but I can't, I don't know that one in Chinese.
Framework.
Okay, so L.
K.
Okay, I forgot K.
Kangaroo.
Hang on, I know kangaroo.
Dai
Shu, yes, bag rat, yes.
Good, okay.
L, your turn.
L, lion.
Okay, shizi.
Shizi.
Okay, M, monkey, houzi.
Houzi. N.
N. I mean, I know nightingale, it's a kind of bird, but I've no idea the Chinese for that.
What is this numbat?
I don't know.
Dai Shi Yi Shou. Wow,
I have
it's
no
so
idea.
Difficult, Pat.
Okay. O is ostrich, and that's camel bird.
Tuo niao.
Tuo niao. Yes.
Okay, P, penguin.
Penguin, qi e.
Qi e.
Okay,
Q.
There aren't any animals with Q, or if there are, they're really hard and I don't know them.
What about quail?
Quail, oh yes. Yeah. So what's that little one in Australia? The little cute little animal on the island, like quagga or something
quagga?
Like that. Yeah.
Okay, what about R? My turn?
Yeah, R.
Rabbit.
Rabbit. Tuzi.
Tuzi.
Okay, S, snake. S.
Sh.
Yeah, sh. Okay.
T, tiger.
Lao hu.
You?
I don't know any U's.
I know one.
Okay.
Umbrella bird.
So that would just be like,
San niao.
Oh, not Yu Shan Nan niao or something.
Okay.
V. Vixen. That's like a girl fox. So it's just huling, but it's Nu Sen de huling.
Oh, Nu Sen de huli. Okay.
Huli,
w. Wolf.
Wolf. Lang.
Lang.
Okay. X. Forget X. There's never an X.
What about Y?
Why?
Yak.
Yak. Oh, that kind of like cow. It's some kind of cow.
Yeah.
Something niao.
And what about Z?
Zebra.
Banma. Banma.
Stripy horse. Okay.
Ooh.
There we go. That's
You're
my
good.
That's my Chinese animals. I think we did pretty well there. I
yeah.
only missed one or two. All right. That is the end of the lesson. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you again next time. For A-plus English, I'm Pat.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye.
Ping Dong's Eagle Red Bean Farms.
In 2012, scientists found dead eagles near red bean farms in Pingdong. Farmers used pesticides to stop smaller birds from eating the beans. Eagles then ate these smaller birds and died. These dead eagles could seriously hurt the ecosystem in Pingdong. A farmer, Lin Qingyuan, started working with scientists and the government to fix this problem. Some farmers stopped using pesticides. Now, the red bean farms there are much safer for eagles. Lin started the Eagle Red Bean brand. It shows that eagles and red beans can live and grow in the same place. People can buy their foods at PX Mart and A Mart across Taiwan.
Eagle, eagle. Large eagles are strong enough to catch and eat lambs. Large eagles are strong enough to catch and eat lambs. Farm, farm. My uncle has a farm near Jiaying. He grows all kinds of fruit. My uncle has a farm near Jiaying. He grows all kinds of fruit. Problem, problem. The team had a big problem because the leader became sick. The team had a big problem because the leader became sick. Across, across. Ryan's company has 10 branches across the country. Ryan's company has 10 branches across the country.